But the biggest concern I have is that by nature of the business model, our community is at grave risk of having our only source of electricity being used as speculation by a foreign holding corporation. Being a corporation already gives them the power to be personally irresponsible for their actions. And being a foreign corporation puts them further from persecution by the U.S. if they fail their responsibility to us. Given the importance of this service to our community, I say that any deal with Fortis is fundamentally flawed.
If Central Hudson saw a value in merging with another New York State utility for benefits of increasing its capitalization or expanding and making more efficient its services, that would be a valid reason why you might encourage and approve that kind of growth. And if it was on the verge of bankruptcy and needed somebody else to come in and take over, that would be a valid reason why a company might look outside for it to be acquired by a company that had more resources and could put it back on its feet. As far as I know, from my experience here, Central Hudson's doing a pretty good job. When acquisitions go on by corporations that are simply growing their own base of control to pull more profits in for people who are just investing, as opposed to people who live here in the Hudson Valley who are vested in the circumstances locally, the jobs and the services that the utilities are provided. These are vested people. And there are investors who invest in processes and companies for the sake of making them better. There are serious investors that still do that kind of investing. But my information that I've been able to glean from this is a Fortis is of that category of corporation that's acquiring for the sake of acquiring for the sake of improving profits and return to investors that do not live here, who are not vested in the community and in the state of New York. And those, I think, are invalid reasons and reasons why you might well consider not approving this particular takeover.
I have several concerns about the proposed acquisition. The first, based on the reports that Fortis will take on new debt in order to fund the acquisition. Will this new increased debt burden result in higher rates for residents and businesses?
Everything we know so far about Fortis is that they promote this outsourcing. The boots on the ground jobs are dwindling. While the company continues to inflate the numbers of managers to higher than they had even in 1980, when they had over 1,300 employees and they ran two large fossil fuel generating plants. They don't have them now. They do have less than 900 total employees, but as the speakers before me said, we're down to 525 boots on the ground jobs.
And whereas Fortis has not committed to improve the region's electricity system to meet the challenges of major storms like Irene, Lee, and Sandy.
And it's important that the people that work for Central Hudson are part of the community. We have had a couple of hurricanes recently that have impacted our town and our county and the whole community of New York. And we can see how important it is to have a utility that really cares about people that live in the community.
Also, being a non-U.S. owned utility, Fortis, through the North American Free Trade Agreement, be able to utilize existing utility infrastructure right-of-ways to expand and increase the distribution of utilities with little or no environmental oversight. As a 1,000 megawatt natural gas electrical generation plant is in the final stages of approval in Dover Plains, New York, a new natural gas pipeline would be needed to fuel that power plant. There are currently plans to construct a new 36-inch natural gas pipeline through the Central Hudson Corridor, including under the Hudson River, adjacent to the walkway over the Hudson. If Central Hudson is sold prior to the construction of this new gas pipeline, what is the legality for the environmental oversight? Additionally, Fortis has no intent to utilize or promote sustainable energy. The primary desire is to utilize the natural gas available in North America. Make no mistake about it, the pending sale of Central Hudson to Canadian Fortis is a lose-lose proposition for Central Hudson customers, New York State, United States of America. Today, I'm at this Public Service Commission hearing to allow my voice to be heard, and I say no. Honorable Commissioners, I'm requesting an evidentiary hearing as well as a recommended decision to my remarks. Thank you very much for your time this evening.
Energy can create a real stranglehold if it's not handled properly.
What that means is there's no foilable logs for the operation of that dam. DEC has no jurisdiction. FERC has no jurisdiction. We don't know how, when they're raising and lowering the flash panels. We don't know when they open the dam and close it. And we can't find it. And now when we get flooding, you know, I don't think this is something you would have to find out on your own. But I think that if you have a dam and you're manufacturing electricity, you'd want to impound that water until the time when you can sell it to another, put it on the national grid when the money's up, the money's down. I knew a guy who did that, and he said millions of dollars could be lost, or you know, if someone went out for a cup of coffee, it's just like trading on the big board with that electricity. So what happens is we have no way of knowing if that water is being impounded, if it's economically driven or what. All we do know is the river keeps getting more shallow, and we have no jurisdiction over that, so that sort of thing. So I think that there's real economic problems that should be addressed before we possibly lose jurisdiction over this company. Thank you.
I also am concerned about the amount of money people have to pay for utilities. I'm the one that gets the call and someone's power's out or they don't have the money to pay their utility bill and how am I going to heat my home? And if those rates go up, we're going to have more problems with people who can't afford to live in their homes and live in this community.
Additionally, the acquisition agreement will not require a plan for the company to improve the power distribution grid to protect against the effects of serious future storms or to promote the use of sustainable energy. Until these concerns are adequately addressed, I will remain opposed to the acquisition.
Fortis is for profit. They are coming here to make a profit in our community.
Well, I'm here today is to discuss the issue of transparency. Everyone here, probably including yourself, sees how there's not one public benefit to this merger. But unfortunately, we're in the minority. Not because the majority favors the merger, but because they don't know anything about it. Fortis spends tens of thousands of dollars on PR campaigns to hide this merger from the public. Average companies spend about 10% on PR and marketing. Fortis pulled in over $315 million last year, so I think it's up to you guys to do the math. It's quite a lot. They were able to use this money to mislead the public with statements such as, 90% of the shareholders approve this merger. Well, that's simply untrue. The truth is, only the few rich shareholders that happen to own 90% of the shares approve. However, if we actually view shareholders as people, which we already know Fortis does not, the true majority of shareholders, actual people shareholders, oppose this merger. It's a classic 99% argument. Those with the most money dictate the masses and apparently speak for them too. So today I took the liberty of conducting my own survey. I surveyed 50 young adults, most of which happen to be students. 48 of the 50 had no idea that the merger was happening, and these students all lived in the Hudson Valley area and all were Central Hudson customers. So 48 of the 50 had no idea what's happening. Yet 45 of the 50 did know what Central Hudson is and what services they provide. So again, 48 of 50 were unaware. That's 96% of people don't even know about this merger. And look at all the people we have here today. After explaining the details of the merger, all 50 people agreed there was no public benefit at all. Additionally, 41 of the 50 felt discouraged because they didn't know there was anything they could do to stop the merger. However, there is one thing we can do, and that is to convince you and the rest of the Public Service Commission that it's bad for the public.
Common Good assumes the majority of Hudson Valley Central Hudson ratepayers want their utility rates to remain competitive within New York State. Fortis is in diametrical opposition to Common Good, needing customer rate hikes to bolster its shareholder profits, rate hikes to offset debt from buyout payments to Central Hudson, and rate hikes to compensate for neglected grid upgrades, we can assume.
The acquisition of Central Hudson by Fortis is not, in our view, in the public interest. Therefore, I, as president of the Hudson Valley Area Labor Federation, representing 130,000 workers, proudly stand in opposition to this merger, and we urge you to do the same. Thank you for your time and your consideration.
Fortis is in diametrical opposition to Common Good, stating on its own website that it wants to take advantage of, quote, the competitiveness of natural gas prices versus alternative energy sources in North America, end of quote, and it wants, quote, no significant changes in current New York energy plans and environmental laws. Earlier in the book, there are quotes from Robert Kennedy Jr. as he visited and urged the Belizeans to stand up and fight for their river. Quote, Fortis is stealing from you, he told the people. They're doing it by destroying this wonderful river and by taking an obscene profit out of this country. You already pay the highest energy bills in all of Central America, and this dam is going to make those bills go even higher. Before you put a dam over one of the people's waterways, you first have to do a series of reports, he said. The people who created those reports on behalf of Fortis lied to the public. They lied to the government agencies. That's an act of fraud. It's an attack on democracy, on the economy, and on the soul of this country. What Fortis is doing is wrong, Kennedy concluded. In 20 years of environmental advocacy, this dam is one of the most harebrained, reckless schemes I've ever seen. End of quote, page 205. Expropriated by the Belize government in 2011, for disproportionate rate hikes, Fortis is still seeking compensation from Belize for its losses.
Whether you want to stay relatively the same as far as where our energy comes from, or if you want our community to take a more progressive stance towards renewable energy for our region, the business of this merger makes no sense to me. How could it be good for our community to allow a foreign company with no particular expertise in the area of energy transmission, but rather an expertise in the area of profits for stockholders, to buy our monopoly electricity utility? If they're willing to pay $25 million to upper management and give next to nothing to experienced labor, they already have their priorities backwards as far as service to our community.
Really look hard at the deal they're proposing and say, is this really in the best interest of our community? Thank you.